Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Here are some upcoming events. Croatan Earth First Regional Rendezvous. The Croatan Earth First invites you to the first ever coastal North Carolina campout of eco-radicals. Our regional rendezvous will be held from October 3rd to the 6th at Merchant Mill Pond State Park, the most northern home of the American alligator. Bring your canoes and kayaks or rent one there and dare to venture into the depths of prehistory and imagination, for these swamps are the home to bald cypress trees that were estimated to have been saplings at the fall of the Roman Empire. So bring your instruments, your voices, the internal emerald flames raging inside you for wilderness, and bring your packs because you gotta hike and join us in one of the last mature ecosystems on the North Carolina coast. For more information, including directions, please contact Croatan Earth First at ziplip.com. That's CROATANEF at ziplip.com. And for riding information, contact Witch Hazel at ziplip.com. Here's some North Coast Earth First upcoming events. There'll be a nonviolence direct action training lasting about 5 hours that's essential for anyone wishing to get more directly involved in forest defense actions. Meet at the Fiesta Cafe on Crescent Road in Sunnybrae, California on Saturday, October 5th at 12:30 p.m. There'll be some rallies for people arrested in freshwater on September 17th and 23rd that will be held outside the Eureka Courthouse on Tuesday and Wednesday, October 15th and 16th at 1:30 p.m. For more information, contact North Coast Earth First at P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. That's North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. Or call 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. Animal activist challenges search warrant on home. Animal rights activist David Barbarash was in court last Tuesday challenging a search warrant used this year to raid his Vancouver Island home. Acting on a request from U.S. law enforcement officials, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police seized computers, computer discs, videotapes, photos, and files related to animal rights, environmental issues, and alternative media. Barbarash's lawyer, Michael Klein, plans to argue that police had insufficient grounds for the search warrant, but first he asked the court to be able to cross-examine Royal Canadian Mounted Police Corporal Derek Ross, who swore the information to obtain the warrant. British Columbia Supreme Court Justice Elizabeth Bennett granted the application to cross-examine the officer. No date was set for the cross-examination. Barbarash is seeking to prevent his property from being turned over to U.S. authorities. He wants the search warrant quashed and the seized items returned to him. He is a representative of the Animal Liberation Front, a group that has claimed responsibility for attacks on such things as meatpacking plants and sporting clubs in Canada and the U.S. Outside court on Tuesday, Barbarash said he was outraged by the July 30th raid on his home. He said it was carried out by Canada's newest anti-terrorist unit, the Integrated National Security Enforcement Team, a post-September 11th Royal Canadian Mounted Police unit intended to help ensure early detection and prevention of any threats to national security. "I think it was easy for them because I'm a known activist," Barbarash said. "I did not commit any crimes." He said he has never been to the U.S. state of Maine, where police requested Canada's help in investigating three break-ins at Rod and Gun Clubs in 1999. The Animal Liberation Front took credit for carrying out the raids on the clubs, where walls were spray-painted with the initials ALF, and the property damage total was $8,700. In all three incidents, mounted animals were taken. Barbarash, 38, announced the Maine activist told him they stole the stuffed animals so they could be returned to their natural environment to rest in peace. Barbarash said he receives only anonymous email communications from ALF activists after they have taken action. He said he suspects police already monitor his phone calls and email. The story was written by Neil Hall of the Vancouver Sun. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the